Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. This is the second of a two-part special edition we've produced on CNN Student News. It continues our look back at some of the major news stories that have made headlines and history since CNN launched 35 years ago. Teachers, we encourage you to preview this show. It contains images of some of the most tragic stories CNN has covered.
The horrors of this war, ethnic cleansing goes on within view of United Nations patrols.
An explosion underground in the garage section of the World Trade Center has killed now three people. Hundreds of people are still being evacuated from the Twin Towers.
The whole south side of the building is going up in flames, literally before our eyes.
4 million people driven from their homes by war.
The Oklahoma governor's office says at least 19 people are dead, hundreds of others injured, and rescuers continue to search for survivors in the rubble of the AP Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City.
The bombing at Centennial Olympic Park this morning was an evil act of terror.
The French government has informed all of us that Princess Diana has died.
Earlier today, two masked gunmen wearing all black began shooting at least 18 people.
What the election law folk call a hanging chad.
The hand count is expected to begin shortly here in a room behind me.
A plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Saw a plane crash
in. The eclipse was described to me the size of a 747.
We have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
My producer called, said he listened to the radio. And I said, no. He said, you should. And he said, a plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I didn't know if it was a big plane or a small plane. It was an accident. It was deliberate.
But when the second plane hit the South Tower, I think we all knew it's the act of terrorists.
At the Pentagon, a plane or a helicopter has crashed and the Pentagon is being evacuated.
The Boston airport, like airports now across the entire country, is closed.
All air traffic in the United States has come to a halt.